Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's
hey,
it going?
I'm doing okay. Good to hear. You know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports and entertainment. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about, the football as the Giants beat the Eagles. We're going to talk about the Jets as of right now are getting their butts kicked by the Bengals, 35-6. Then we're going to talk a little preseason. A little preseason as we preview the NBA season as both of the teams are going to play the night before Halloween on a Wednesday night. The Knicks are going to play against the Bucks, and then we're also going to talk about the Nets as they open their season on the same night, and of course about the new Garden, and of course we're going to talk about what's going on in the World Series, and then lastly talk about you know, Hell in the Cell that's coming up tonight, and a little bit about TNA's Bound for Glory. But, of course, folks, you guys remember the number, so feel free to still call in. That's 917-388-4189. So let's kick off with a little football. Let's start off with your Giants, as your Giants, you know, they now improved to 2-6 after going on a two-game winning streak. They beat the rival Eagles, and I'll let you give your 4-1 on that.
Yeah, Giants got, you know, their first win against the Washington Redskins this past Monday night.
No, Vikings.
Right, the Vikings, sorry. So they beat that team, and that team, the Vikings, they're struggling right now with Josh Freeman as their new quarterback. And so they had an easy win against the Vikings on Monday night.
Ugly win.
Well, more ugly on the Vikings side than the Giants side.
We'll take it.
But, yeah, we'll take it. And you know, Giants came in today against the Eagles, who have beaten them, I think, 7 out of the last 9 games. But the Eagles have a 9-game losing streak at home. So the Giants wanted to continue that trend, and the Giants played good today. Managed the clock. Eli was efficient in his passes to Victor Cruz and Akeem Nix. Peyton Hillis, the new running back for the Giants, you know, he controlled the clock. He ran real good. I think he finished with 20 carries, 70 yards, and Eli finished with 25 completions out of 39 attempts for 246 yards. And, you know, Giants controlled the clock. You know, they didn't score a touchdown today, but their kicker, Josh Brown, had 5 field goals. You know, that really helped. So, you know, Giants played really good. They controlled the clock. They played very good defense. You know, Michael Vick, he started today, but he had to leave the game because it didn't look like he was healthy to continue playing. So he was replaced by Matt Barkley in the second quarter, and Matt Barkley didn't play really well. He got sacked a few times and even threw an interception and had a fumble. So, and then Giants end up winning 2-6. You snap an 8-game road to losing streak to the Eagles and continue Eagles' home losing streak at 10 games. And, you know, right now, you know, Giants are streaky. You know, we've seen it every year. Giants can go on these winning streaks where they get back into things, you know, like that year 2 years ago where they finished the season 9-7 and won the Super Bowl. So I think they can go on a winning streak here, especially in this NFC East, I should say, where the Cowboys had a heartbreaking loss today to the Lions, and, you know, they're just 2 games back. So I think they could do this.
Do you honestly think they're going to make the playoffs and go on a championship Super Bowl run?
I mean, hey, anything is possible, you know. 2 years ago, they were 7-7 entering week 15 or 16, and they go on to win the final 2 games and win the Super Bowl. You know, they're a streaky team. You know, when they get hot, they look unbeatable. And when they lose, they look like anybody can beat them. But, you know, anything's possible with this team. You know, we've seen it the last 4 or 5 years. So they go on a streak where, you know, it looks like they're world beaters. So,
well, I mean, you know, they still have a shot. Like you said, they're 2 back.
Yeah.
I mean, that should show you right there. A team start off 0-6 and they have a shot to win, you know, win a division. I mean, that shows you how weak the division's been this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Cowboys are leading the division at 4-4. So, you know, this division is still winnable, you know. So
I mean, yeah, it is. But they got to reach 500 before I start talking.
Oh, yeah. Of course,
about playoffs.
Yeah, I mean they are still 2-6, so they have a long way to go, you know. But you know, under Tom Coughlin, they showed that, you know, every year they go on the winning streak at least four games or more. So
yeah,
hopefully that continues.
You got the bye week, I think, next week, right?
Yeah, we have the bye week, and then after that, let me check their schedule here. Giant schedule. And this thing is taking loads of, this thing is taking too way to okay, it's week 10 that they come back, right?
Let's see.
Since this week
so.
Is week.
This is, they're 2-6 now, that's 8.
Yeah.
Next week's 9, yeah, week 10.
Okay, yeah, so week 10 they'll face the Raiders at home. And Oakland is beating Pittsburgh right now, but Oakland is not a very good team, so that's another winnable game for the Giants, so we'll see what happens.
Yep, they got to play the game.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, switching gears to the other team in the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, the Jets, they're getting their butt whooped by the Bengals, as everybody expected,
Jets are playing like the Giants did the first 6 weeks of the season.
Well, yeah, the Bengals are taking them to school,
Bengals are a good team. They're a good defensive team in the AFC.
And they got potent wide receivers. I mean,
yeah.
And Dalton, he's playing well. So, I mean,
yeah.
What can you say? And, right now they're still losing by the same score.
I think Nick Folk just hit a field goal, right? So 35-9 right now.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah.
So they got a little inch. They inched a little closer there.
Yeah.
But, so they got a long way to go. They need some touchdowns. Field goals aren't going to cut it.
Yeah. It's tough against that defense for the Bengals. They play rough.
Absolutely. They, it looks like the Jets are continuing their trend of win one, lose one. So, barring a miraculous comeback, Jets are going to be 4-4.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately for them, they're in the NFC. But, they're still, behind the, they're still behind the Patriots. They won today, 29-17, I believe?
Yeah, I think so, something like that. 27-17, yeah, they beat the Dolphins, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, that team just finds ways to win, even though they're not a great team like they've been in the last 10 years. But they just want to win.
They know how to win.
Yeah.
And, I guess we'll shift gears. A team that needs to get back to winning ways is the New York Knicks. They start their regular season on Wednesday, and as you know, they just played their final preseason game of the season on Friday night, and they unveiled the new Madison Square Garden. It looks lovely.
Oh yeah, man! They have like the big screen now.
The bridge.
Bridge, yeah, man. I want to step inside and see how it is.
Yeah, look really awesome.
Yeah.
And the Knicks did lose in preseason, 85-83 to the Bobcats. And Mike Woodson says, thank God, this is just a preseason. It's not real yet. Hopefully, once that light switch comes on Wednesday night, they're ready to play,
Yeah, and not blow leads like they did in that in that game to, who was it? They were playing the Bobcats, right?
Yeah, they were playing the Bobcats. They blew like a 19-point lead.
Yeah. So. Don't they play the Bobcats again in the preseason, or is it the Bucks?
No, they play Bucks in the regular season, but they might play Bucks. They might play Bobcat in the first one of the first five games. I could be wrong, because
okay.
The first – four of the first five games are easy teams. They're going to face Bucks. And,
right.
The only team that should give them trouble is they're not the Cowboys. What am I thinking about? The Bulls.
Okay.
They're going to face them. They're probably going to be the third game of the season.
Yeah.
They're going to face the Bulls. And then after that, J.R. Smith made his preseason debut Friday night. And, of course, the first day he'll return, he'll be eligible to return due to substance abuse, taking marijuana, which is, a no-no in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to come back November 10, which, of course, he's going to face the Spurs, the Western Conference champion Spurs.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
It should be a challenge.
And, one of the surprises of the I can't say surprise. One of the guys who's been producing is, of course, a guy who, who's always been rumored to come to the Knicks because, Knicks had a chance to draft him in 99. And, of course, I'm talking about Ron Artest. He's played well in the preseason.
Oh, yeah.
Being an intimidator, as we expect him to be, scoring. And, of course, he won the games in the preseason. He, he had a little mano y mano kind of moment with Tyler Hansbrough, who's one of the most physical players in the game. After he turned around and saw Ron Artest, he apologized. He did that one. He's like, yo, I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. I'm not going to fight Ron Artest.
Well, any part of that's what I like. I like that toughness, that
exactly.
That thing, and him and Kenyon Martin on the same court is going to be scary.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for Wednesday night. You got Artest, you have Smith, you have Shumpert, Tim Hardaway Jr., Chandler. I mean, you got some dudes who play old school Knick basketball.
Oh, yeah.
So that shows you right there. Tyler Hansbrough was not like that in the Eastern Conference Finals against. The Eastern Conference semifinals?
Semifinals, yeah.
Semifinals, right? Because we Pacers eliminated us, and then they faced the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. So
right.
A wishful thinking on my part.
What might happen. You never know.
Yeah, Tyler Hansbrough and Roy Hibbert, they were comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They were comfortable against us, man. They made us eat humble pie, I gotta admit that. And afterwards, Copeland was like, yo, if we can't beat them, I might as well join them. So he went and, signed with them.
Yeah.
And, we had a good season. We had a great regular season. I mean, I'm not saying it's, 98 Bulls, but, I mean, we had a great regular season. But postseason, we did a decent job, but we didn't, it's a letdown,
Could have did better.
Could have did much
against
better.
Against the Pacers.
Exactly. I thought the Pacers was a tough team, be physical. But I think at the end of the day, we would have kept them in check, but. After that first game, man, they got my attention.
That game six at the Pacers, we should have won that game, man.
Yeah, we should have.
We came back and we had the lead for a moment, and then it just collapsed from there.
Exactly, man. Pacers played the way we should have played.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yep.
And even Vogel, the coach of the Pacers, he took a shot at us game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat. He said, he basically did the same stuff he did to the Heat. But, against the Knicks. But the Heat were smarter.
Yeah.
Basically took a shot at us. And, he was right, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, the Heat were a smarter team, and that's why they ended up beating their asses.
Yeah, exactly. More smart and more talented.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully we can return the favor to the Pacers and, remind the Pacers that they'll always be our little kid and we're their daddy.
Oh, we got to prove that.
Ask Reggie Miller. Yeah, I know Reggie Miller's a Nick killer. I'll give him that. I'm not delusional. But, we take his butt, too.
Yeah, true.
But in any case, hopefully, Nick.
Man.
What were you going to say?
Another touchdown for the Bengals. This is not going good.
I'm speechless. What can I say? What can I say?
Yeah, Andy Dalton looks like Peyton Manning today.
He does, man.
What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, they're killing us. I mean, everybody knew it was going to happen, but, you know, I thought Jets would have been a little bit more competitive. But
I thought the Jets defense was better. I mean, the Jets defense has been playing really well the last few weeks.
Yeah, they have been. I don't know if it's the combination of Cromartie, you know, still playing hurt or, you know, not to mention these guys are, you know, having a great season, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the combination of them getting beat like this.
Yeah.
But, you know, what can I say, you know, better luck next week.
Yeah.
And switching gears with the Knicks, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Nets here.
Yep.
You know, they're gonna play their first game on Wednesday night also, and you know, they have all this expectation. You know, every time, you know, they talk, you know, it's about championship. You know, they got Garnett and Paul Pierce from the Celtics.
Yep.
And they have a lot of expectation, so it's going to be a real interesting, season for both teams.
Yeah, and they played really well against the Heat in the preseason. They beat the Heat twice in blowouts.
Yeah, but let's see what happens when it counts.
Yeah, when the season's going to begin now, let's see how they play.
Because these last 2 years, nobody could beat the Heat.
Heat are still the team to beat.
What are you saying?
The Heat are still the team to beat. I mean, come on. They're the champions.
Of course. You know, back in the 80s, nobody could beat the Wiz, but in these last 2 years, nobody could beat the Heat.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to see, hopefully Knicks got the right combination.
The East is going to be very tough this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the East is very tough. Everybody improved. You know, we got to try to take that Atlantic division.
Hope so.
See what happens.
We're the defending Atlantic division champ, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, defend that.
Exactly. And the other team in the Garden, they started off really slow. They're what, 2-7 or something like that? 2-6?
Rangers?
Yeah, the Rangers.
Oh, the season began already?
Yeah, it started.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know.
But they played all their games on the road because, they were doing the renovations, which basically took them apart some 3 years for MSG to, you know, be renovated. So they're going to play their first game at the Garden, the first official game at the renovated Garden tomorrow night.
What's their record?
I think it's, 2-6 or 2? Let me see. 2-7, I think it is. Oh, wait, didn't they win? I think they're 3-6, I think they are.
3-6?
I think they won the last game 3-2, I think. On the road. It might have been against Red Wings. I don't remember.
Okay.
But in any case, let's switch gears to the World Series.
And what a World Series game it was last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Cardinals lead, the series 2-1. The Red Sox won the first game. The Cardinals won these last two games. And what a crazy ending.
Man.
A guy scored on a obstruction play by the third baseman. He was trying to score from third, and Will Middlebrook, the third baseman for the Red Sox, he tripped him and he fell down, and they called it obstruction, and that's how they scored.
I've never seen a World Series game or any game end like that.
Yeah,
that was a weird play.
A really weird play.
Man. But Cardinals are up 2-1 now, and They're two games away from winning their third World Series in the last
nine years or so.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, Red Sox they're used to weird plays in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, you know, ask Bill Buckner.
Yep. Yeah.
But all seriousness, you know, it looks like, you know, Beltran might get his first ring.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good to see. I mean, the guy's been playing a long time. He's a veteran. It'd be good, nice to see him get a ring finally.
Yeah, I suppose, you know. I would prefer he got the ring in 06. But, you know, hey, congratulations to him if he gets it. But, you know, Red Sox, you know, they're not going to go down without a fight. I assume they should take this next game to even up the series.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming this game is going to go to six.
I think it might go six or seven, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Cardinals won all of these home games. So.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either, you know. They're the two best teams. They proved they deserve to win.
Yeah. Best records in baseball throughout the year, so.
Oh, yeah. And switch to WWE. I don't know if you heard about not WWE, the TNA. They had the Bound for Glory, which is basically their main event,
mm-hmm.
main pay-per-view of the year. And they basically had an empty arena. You know,
that say about that organization?
Stuff is, you know, times are rough for that organization.
Yeah. Vince McMahon's going to have to buy him up soon.
Yeah, the only bright spot about it, you know, was the match they had AJ Styles versus Bully Ray. He won. AJ Styles, defeated Bully Ray, formerly known as Bubba Ray, to recapture the TNA title.
Yeah.
And congratulations to him. And shifting gears, you know, this tonight is the pay-per-view event, Hell in the Cell. Who do you think is going to win Hell in the Cell? CM Punk versus Ryback and Heyman.
I think CM Punk's going to win. Yeah,
I think it's Punk, so that they could put an end to the Heyman, you know, the Heyman feud. Unless if he fights Lesnar at WrestleMania, but it seems like right now Lesnar is going to fight Undertaker at WrestleMania. That's what it looks like. What might go down?
I think CM Punk's going to win it.
I think Punk's going to win it as well. Let's see. There's the triple threat match, the Shield. Reigns and Rollins versus the Usos and the Rhodes Brothers. I'm thinking Rhodes Brothers are going to defend. I mean, they just won the title. I think they'll win it again.
Me too. I think they'll defend the title easily.
Yeah. AJ versus Brie. I know WWE wants Brie to get over, but AJ is the more popular diva. I hope AJ still wins.
I think so. I think AJ will retain the title.
I'll pick AJ. Even though I have a feeling they might make Brie win to try to get her over, but it's not going to happen.
Nah, AJ's going to win that.
Let's see. World Heavyweight Championship is Cena versus Del Rio. Cena, I think Cena's going to win as usual, but then Sandow's going to cash in the money in the bank on him.
Really? You think so?
That's what I think is going to happen.
I can see it. I can see it happening. Or I could see something happen where Alberto Del Rio, Cena wins by disqualification or something, and then Sandow cashes it in on Del Rio.
Yeah. Either way, I think Sandow's going to win. Whoever wins, I think Sandow's going to walk out as champion.
Yeah.
That was my second scenario would have been somehow Del Rio won, but more logically, if Del Rio is going to beat Cena, it's going to be by disqualification.
Right.
Well, actually, he'd lose by disqualification.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, any scenario, Cena would beat him. Now that I think about it. Except Del Rio will walk away with the championship. But, yeah, I think Sandow's going to win that. Sandow's going to cash in on whoever wins the title.
Yeah, I expect that.
And who's the champ? Oh, yeah, it's Daniel Bryan versus Orton. I predict Orton's going to win thanks to Shawn Michaels super kicking, you know, Daniel Bryan, because that's what's best for business.
I think Daniel Bryan's going to win it.
I hope Daniel Bryan wins, but
I think WWE's going to make up for that. What happened the last interview when they took away the title from Daniel Bryan after he won it. I think he's going to win this one.
I hope you're right. I want him to win. But I don't know. I just feel like they're going to toy with us for at least one more pay-per-view, and then he wins that Survivor Series at the earliest. That's what I think. I hope I'm wrong. Because I think Shawn Michaels is going to turn on him.
I could see it happening. I could see it happening.
You know, so he could prove that, you know, it's what's best for business. Because, you know, Triple H keeps mentioning it's the fans who, you know, who picked them.
Right.
That's going to be the excuse Monday night if he does screw Daniel Bryan out of the title shot. And he's going to be like, hey, you can't boo me. It's you guys who voted for him. You know,
but then Danny Bryan's never going to get to keep the title then, if that's the case.
I think at the earliest, I think it's probably going to be between Survivor Series and Royal Rumble. Maybe he'll win it. Or maybe even as far as WrestleMania, but I don't think they're going to. I think probably from now until Royal Rumble, he'll win it.
Yeah.
That's when I think he'll win it again. I don't think there's any other matches that I could think of that's of worth mentioning.
Hell just happened?
What happened?
Oh, I think Geno Smith just threw an interception and they returned it for a touchdown.
Again. He hit it again.
This is like, this is horrible. What's going on?
Oh, man. Well, that's all she wrote, folks. You know, check out this show Saturday. I mean, check out this show every Sundays at 6 p.m. And check out Mac's show, iMac, on 11 Saturday. So, I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you, Mac. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Happy Halloween, and yep, check out this show next Sunday at 6, and check out my show, iMac, on Saturdays at 11. See you soon.
All right. So I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy your Christmas.